to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
There's always place for yourself. Thank you for joining me this morning because I wanted to record this because I was feeling such an openness in my heart today. Not because of anything special, but because I'm possible. If you've ever spoken with someone who's had trauma in their lives, who has suffered so many, you know, pitfalls and climbed out of it, and those who have struggled in this life on this earth, I can truly tell you that getting to this place of your original self and making room for yourself is implicitly peaceful. It's the state of awareness, really, and hope for others that I never thought or considered that I would say that anyone that was against me or insulted me would get the peace that they need and the joy that they need and the happiness that they need to walk this life. I never thought I'd be able to talk about someone who's hurt me or harmed me in a good way, in a positive way. And that's where my heart is today. My heart is, I don't have any animosity or hard feelings, but what I have is hope for that person or persons to be free, to be themselves, to have place in their lives for themselves. We actually crowd God out. Why don't we hear his voice? Why don't we receive the exchange of energy that we need? Is because we crowd him out. We busily go around and do things and get involved in things so that we intentionally do not face ourselves in order to place ourselves. God is in that because we are one with God and God is one with us. When we do that, we filter him out in a big way, in a tremendous way. And I'm not saying God as the earthlings say God. I'm saying the omniscient power that we can feel and that we can take part of and facilitate that part, that omniscience. We crowd out because it literally is the energy to heal every part of you. Every part of you. And giving place to be you giving place to yourself is giving place to God. There are so many things that we cannot control. There are so many things that we have no input on that happens to us in our lives, and that's okay. But there are things that we can control. There are things that we can highlight. And those things all begin inwardly. And when they say inwardly, they don't mean about all your issues and all your junk that you have going on. What it means is deep down within you, in that spirit place, there's an energy that you can pull forth. Sort of like the Toy Story cowboy and how you pull the ripcord and all of a sudden he gets a burst of energy. That's the ripcord you want to pull. That you can reach down into and get the source of energy and the connection you need to that omniscience. So that it leaves place to you. It leads to a place that you can be totally, totally blessed, totally receiving, totally happy, no matter what's going on around you. See the good part of it and spread that, because then you become contagious. If you make place for yourself, people around you will make place for themselves. You will be in leadership, because that's what leadership is influencing others to be themselves. Nothing else, just being themselves. Leadership is doing that. And we all want to be influencers, but we also want to be able to be, to monetize those things, to be paid for what we're worth. And that's what we're really down here to do, is to be worthy. And little did we know, we already were. Along the way, we picked up things that made us unworthy, or things were placed upon us. But when you make place for yourself, you make place for God. I just wanted to tell you that this morning. This is Edna J. White. So excited about your life and your experiences. Be well and do great.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.